Commentator Aaron Freeman is one of those people getting his news from the internet these days. He really enjoys it, but he's not sure it's an entirely good thing.
I sure hope I'm right, because I may never change my mind again. When I first started getting news from the internet, I became my own editor-in-chief. I sampled broadly from the endless salad bar of net news sites. Over time, however, I became frustrated with mainstream news sites because of what I considered their bias and cowardice and, worse, boringness. I started deleting news sites that annoyed me. Now, I make links not just to favorite news pages, but to the sections of those sites that I am most interested in. For me, each day's top news stories always involve the Chicago Cubs, the World Year of Physics, and the weekly Torah portion. Not necessarily in that order. But it makes my mornings sing. I click directly to daily box scores and Bible commentaries without a bunch of inane headlines screeching propaganda at me. I begin my days immersed in delights. Between Moses' arguments with God, the Minos neutrino experiment at Fermilab, and the glass-like arm of Cubs pitcher Kerry Wood, I spend the first 20 minutes of my news-consuming day in bliss. As for the international stuff that just depresses the daylights out of me, like Iraq and Afghanistan and torture, for me it's like Hemingway says, "In the fall, the war was always there, but I did not go to it anymore." Now, I'm not crazy or sticking my head in the sand. I know that not everyone agrees with my particular views. I just don't want the aggravation of reading about theirs. Having my own views and opinions ceaselessly reinforced makes me a much happier person. I am more satisfied with the state of the world as I see how much of it agrees that I was right all along. And a more satisfied Aaron has more joy to spread around among family and friends. Of course, I remember the old days when everybody got the same news and responded to it in their own unique way. And I certainly understand that no one ever died from listening to an opinion with which they did not already agree. But I figure, why risk it? Besides, I'm sure that if something really, really important really happened, some news of it would eventually show up some kind of way on ChicagoCubs.com.
Aaron Freeman is a writer and performer who digests his news in Chicago.